Tune in every Wednesday at 8 p.m. for more Noise Please with me, Super Jen, for a nonstop barrage of feedback, buzz, and distortion as we explore all things noisy, including noise, no wave, punk, industrial, noise rock, grindcore, experimental music, and more. And always with a focus on local and DIY artists and bands, right here on Met Radio, 1280 AM.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
What's for lunch today?
Alphabet soup.
Soup, soup, soup. Alphabet soup.
I made it special.
Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy.
It's alphabet soup.
We call it alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup.
Alphabet soup. Because we make it a lot with alphabet-shaped pasta.
The letters are now twice as big.
Whatever's fun, little stars, little letters. Sometimes I will use
alligator, big bear,
say. Campbell's alphabet soup.
Soup from a can? Disgusting!
Hello and welcome to Alphabet Soup. This week on the show, I have the third album from an artist who's gone out of her way to carve her own path in music, and the debut albums from two bands that have already done the same. The title of today's episode is My Method. There's something very satisfying about watching an artist grow, develop, and transform over the years while strictly maintaining their own identity and sound. We all have artists that we can think of that we've been watching since their early days and stay tuned for each new release, album after album. One such artist for me is the UK singer-songwriter Niloufer Yanya. Since her debut in 2019, she's put out music at a steady but comfortable pace. Now with three albums under her belt, our first album of today is her most recent and most powerful yet. From 2024, it's My Method Actor by Niloufer Yanya.
Let me bend this left knee. There
To me, Yanya has always felt like an artist in her own lane, and from what I can tell, she feels the same way. As is the story with many modern pop artists, she began her career on SoundCloud, where she was discovered by a music executive who asked her to join a girl group. The group was being spearheaded by former One Direction member Louis Tomlinson, and for an artist like Nilufer, with only a few singles barely out, you can imagine what an opportunity this might have been. But even as such a young and new artist, she saw right through this industry recruiting tactic. Looking back on it later, she described it to The Guardian as, quote, "Let's go and pinch some young people, tell them we're going to make a really successful group, and we're obviously going to make a lot more money than them. It's a very selfish thing." As she moved forward with her solo career, it was her sound that set her apart. The kind of ear-grabbing production and vocals on an album like My Method Actor are a trademark that can't be assembled in a boardroom, and we only have Nilufer to thank for realizing that from the start.
Thank you.
feel like a sound like Yanya's is a little bit of a stress test for my vocabulary to describe specifically what I like about certain music. Genre-wise, I would say it's pop, but the appeal here is the details. Specifically, this album, My Method Actor, the drum sounds are what stuck out to me first. This album has the kind of sound that makes any speaker you play it on feel big. It's that bed of atmospheric production, carefully chosen guitars and drums, that make My Method Actor sound so special to me. The vocals gliding over top of this feel like a sort of blanket that binds this whole thing together. And the blanket itself is filled with detail, the layers of her voice coming in and out, always at just the right moments. My Method Actor was primarily produced alongside Nilufer's longtime collaborator, Will Archer. And while it's often natural for an artist to switch up their collaborators over the course of their career, I think something really special can happen when somebody picks a collaborator and sticks with it. Overall, I think this kind of confidence in her own abilities and the abilities of her chosen circle are the recurring theme of Nilufer's career. And My Method Actor is the farthest she's ever pushed it. It's an album that sounds purely like her, and in a musical landscape of hit-making and trend-chasing, that's not always a given.
Cause the sun on your
That was My Method Actor by Nilufer Yanya. While Nilufer Yanya is only on her third album and still in the relative early stages of her career, another artist came to mind who's been around for a little bit longer. Little Dragon is a band whose name has become a mainstay in 21st century indie. For the second album of today's show, I wanted to take it back to their self-titled debut. From 2007, this is Little Dragon by Little Dragon. Although their first full-length album came out in 2007, Little Dragon's origins actually stretch all the way back into the 90s, when its members first met in high school in Sweden. When hearing singer Yukimi Nagano describe the early days of the band, it's basically just a bunch of high school music nerds hanging out and jamming, with no ideas of even recording music. Once they did, however, they started gaining traction very quickly, and in 2007 they released their self-titled album. The album was first released in Japan, and the rest of the world got it a couple months later. The Japanese version actually has two extra tracks, one of which I'll play later in the show. The sound of Little Dragon is hard to ignore. It's imaginative and bouncy and matches the cover of this album, which looks like it came out of an interesting children's book. Discussions of Little Dragon's music usually surround Yukimi's vocals, which are hard to ignore. Her smooth, clear vocals are never mumbled and always take center stage. You also might pick up on a vocal jazz aspect to her singing, which is not an accident. Before starting Little Dragon, she was performing in a jazz band called Octagon Session, of which I can find almost no evidence online today. But when she talks about these early years of her musical career, she says that she always had broader musical ambitions, talking about trip-hop and dance music, as well as the jazz of her original band. Hearing this gives a little bit of context to Little Dragon's music, and explains why they've been able to stick around for so long and cross so many genre barriers over the course of their career. Since this original album, they've gone on to collaborate with artists across genres, including Gorillaz, Mac Miller, Flume, De La Soul, Catronata, Big Boy, and Flying Lotus. Hearing that list of names, it's amazing to me that Little Dragon started off with such genre-spanning ambitions, and in the last 20 years, they've actually pulled it off.
The clock's a robust cushion. so shy, not that kind. And we spoke and suddenly I could read his mind. You think it's bad, but I don't fool myself. You think it's odd, cause in my life things are built on, they're built on, they're built on.
Originally, the description that Little Dragon's record label had put online for their band was, quote, blue traffic lights, fast food signs, neon, love, loneliness, and technology. Personally, I found that specifically describing the music of Little Dragon is a little tough, but I think that collage of images kind of does a good job of it. Little Dragon by Little Dragon is the start of a long musical career of jumping between genres, styles, and sounds, and making it all work. That was Little Dragon by Little Dragon. If you asked someone to describe the indie sound of Canada in the 2010s, one band would inevitably come up. The East Coast indie icons, Always. Similar to Little Dragon, for our third and final album of today's show, I want to talk about Always' self-titled debut. From 2014, this is Always by Always. We'll be right back. Since this debut album in 2014, Always has gone on to be one of Canada's most significant modern musical exports, gaining international recognition and even a Grammy nomination last year. But something about this first album feels almost timeless. The singer of the band, Molly Rankin, is the daughter of the iconic East Coast folk band, the Rankin Family. But when embarking on her own musical career, Molly met her bandmates at a friend's show, an origin story which feels kind of familiar to us here in Kingston. Those Mansion 3 band tickets can often be sort of a social meeting place, and in the case of Molly Rankin and Always, an essential vehicle for forwarding the local music scene. Describing the music of Always, I've kind of felt that it has this sort of dreamlike quality. Molly's vocal kind of floats and flutters over top of everything. It's not quite as crystal clear as the Little Dragon one we heard earlier, but not as moody as Nilufer Yanya. Songwriting-wise, it's undeniable that the folk background of the band comes into play here. Storytelling and characters are a big part of Always' songs. Always is an indie band through and through, but guitar riffs aren't always the centerpiece of their music. Sometimes they'll have these sort of video gamey synths going on too. All of it, the writing, the lyrics, the music, all contributes to this kind of wistful, heartbroken, dreamlike atmosphere all over their songs.
You
The album Always by Always is a landmark release in the Canadian indie canon. A band with roots on Cape Breton Island that formed on Prince Edward Island, recorded their debut in Alberta, and went on to tour the rest of the world. Always is an essential name in the Canadian indie canon. And for you, the listener, their name is accurate, as they might never stop getting played on Canadian college radio.
Yeah.
That was Always by Always. Thank you for listening to Alphabet Soup. If you liked what you heard on today's show, be sure to tune in next week for more. If you'd like to listen to past episodes of the show, you can find them on radio.cfrc.ca/programs. The show is written, edited, and produced by me at CFRC in Kingston, Ontario. I'm your host, Hayden, and I'll see you next week.
Hey, I'm Alec, and this is
Molly, and you're listening to CFRC.
You gotta say our band name.
Oh, okay.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston,
Ontario.
This September, KPP Concerts presents a stacked lineup of shows at the Broom Factory featuring everything from big-name acts to local gems. On September 12th, check out punk legends DOA with opening sets by The Meringues and Owl Farm. On September 13th, Kingston's own Oak Ridge Avenue hits the stage with Ottawa rockers The New Hires. On September 14th, pop-punk and emo cover band Strike Tyson will play alongside local acts Sonic Souvenir and Squid Pistol. September 15th, folk singer Katie Tupper will play a matinee with Kingston's own Luella opening the show. On September 16th, punk heavyweights Authority Zero and Belvedere with special guests Melon Ball are performing. On September 18th, the legendary Martha Wainwright plays live in Kingston. On September 20th, local rockers Cassador return to the Broom Factory with Sparrow Blue. On September 21st, Nova Scotia's Mo Kenny will play a show. And on September 28th, don't miss Virginia to Vegas with special guest Alex Porat. For more information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
CFRC is active on every social media platform. Check us out at CFRC Radio on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And on Twitter at CFRC.
Folk Everything is your passport to the finest in folk music. Old, new, and everything in between. The wonderful, the wild, and the weird.
Walk quietly by, it won't bother you. He's a busy man. He's got things to do.
It's all here Saturdays all from 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. Folk Everything with Hugh on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Listen to Let It Happen on Saturdays at 1 p.m. till 2 p.m. for a little bit of psych, a little bit of pop, and a whole lot of rock and roll radio blasting on the stereo. This is one token mom, but somewhere was you. And that's only on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road. Follow the yellow brick road.
Hi! Follow the yellow brick road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
Have you been dumped? Left all alone? Just want to find your soulmate? Look no further, because your new best friend is waiting for you at the Kingston Humane Society. The Kingston Humane Society is a nonprofit animal organization founded in 1884 that is supported solely by the community, receiving no government funding to assist in their mission of caring for injured, abused, and homeless animals, with the goal of creating families and homes for the animals. They are the only open shelter in the region, accepting every animal brought to them with compassion, respect, and humane assistance. If you want to donate to help these animals find their best friends, or if you're interested in finding the new love of your life, please visit KingstonHumaneSociety.ca. Everyone just needs a little love.
Your library, your story. At the Kingston Frontenac Public Library, books are just the beginning. A library card starts a lifelong adventure, connecting you to everything you need to inspire learning, creativity, and fun. With 16 locations and plenty of online services, using your library has never been easier. Study in a quiet space, meet friends and learn new things, or explore the world through a magazine or a museum pass. Become a part of our story. Visit your local library branch or find us online at kfpl.ca.
Interested in volunteering? Join the Nanny Angel Network and give moms with cancer a helping hand. We are a charitable organization that provides free, specialized childcare to mothers with cancer. Our trained volunteers provide 4 hours per week of fun, age-appropriate activities that help children navigate the difficult journey of coping with parents' illness. Call us today at 613-876-7107 and begin your volunteering journey. To help and learn more about the Nanny Angel Network, visit our website at nannyangelnetwork.com.
Are you in need of legal assistance? Queen's Legal Aid provides legal services to low-income residents of Kingston, Napanee, and surrounding areas, and to Queen's University and St. Lawrence College students. Queen's Legal Aid can help with tenants' rights matters, small claims court matters for claims between $1,000 and $25,000, serious provincial offenses, criminal offenses of a relatively minor nature, and much more. Learn more about how Queen's Legal Aid can help you online at queenslawclinics.ca or call them at 613-533-2102.
Partners in Mission Food Bank could not exist without the loyalty, dedication, and support of volunteers, some of whom have been with us for over 30 years. Our team of volunteers consists of individuals who continually devote both their time and skills on a regular basis in an effort to make a positive impact on hunger and the food needs of the community. Volunteering has no age limits. Your commitment and energy is enough. It is a great way to make new friends and contribute to your community. Partners in Mission Food Bank volunteers provide essential services in many ways, including assembling daily hampers, sorting food donations, breaking down and portioning bulk items, packing eggs into cartons, keeping the warehouse safe and clean, and providing helpful input to other volunteers and staff. Interested in volunteering with Partners in Mission Food Bank? Please call our volunteer coordinator at 613-544-4100.
From the New York Underground to Kingston's Grand Theater, Grand On Stage presents the Hot Sardines.
By me, Mr. Shane, please let me explain.
Performing songs from their latest album, C'est la Vie, a bilingual blend of original jazz songs and timeless standards. The Hot Sardines, Friday, October 4th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for the Hot Sardines and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.